Yes, you're better than that.
103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.
I'm Thomas Blackman with Blackman Auctions. How much easier would life be if you could take away your stresses and worries with one phone call? Just turn all of your problems over to a person and let them de-stress your life. That's what we do at Blackman Auctions. We are much more than an auction company. We take your unwanted assets in your life and turn them into money in 30 days. Organized market, deal with attorneys, real estate agents, debt services, closing companies, and those members of your family, you know who they are. Making your life as easy as possible since 1938, Better Auctions or Blackman Auctions.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
It's a declaration of savings at Bradford Marine and ATV locations during the Great American Boat Sale. To honor America, Bradford Marine and ATV has savings up to $7,076 on select models like Tracker, Sun Tracker, Nitro, Tahoe, and Ranger boats. Plus, to salute our nation's 250 years, get a free $250 Bass Pro gift card. Hurry in to Bradford Marine and ATV to celebrate independence at the Great American Boat Sale. Going on now. Visit BradfordMarine.com, your authorized Tracker dealer.
Tune into The Zone each week when Susan Erin Prowse shares her keys to the weekend music events calendar. Brought to you by Willie D's and Big Red Dog Productions. Big Red Dog Productions is your gateway to music excellence in Central Arkansas and beyond. Visit entertainersguide.com to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
Attention Arkansas homeowners, now is the time to replace those old, drafty, energy-wasting windows in your home. Royal Home Improvement is your trusted local source for high-performance, Energy Star-rated ThermaKing windows. Beautiful, durable windows manufactured here in Arkansas, made exclusively for our southern climate. Call 1-800-565-1064 for Royal Home Improvement. Take advantage of our spring blowout sale. Save $2,500 on a house full of new windows. Ask about zero interest financing, senior military discounts. Plus, purchase new windows now and receive a $200 Target gift card. And a bonus, call 1-800-565-1064 now and receive a $50 Amazon gift card with your estimate. Call 1-800-565-1064. Let me give you that number again. 1-800-565-1064. Or visit us online at royalwindows.com.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Taylor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mail exit.
There's nothing better than calling the hogs with your fellow Razorback fans. Now's the time to start making lasting family memories with the hogs by joining the Razorback Foundation. Annual memberships start as low as $50 per year. The financial support provided by Razorback Foundation members makes a once-in-a-lifetime experience possible for more than 465 student-athletes. Your gifts provide scholarships, academic support, training in nutrition, as well as professional and personal development assistance. Razorback Foundation members earn access to season tickets, priority seating and parking, tailgating, invitations to exclusive coaches and player events, as well as discounts to local restaurants and Hog Heaven stores. Your support will help the Razorbacks continue the path of success and bring home even more SEC and national championships. Text JOIN to 479-349-4313 or visit RazorbackFoundation.com for more information. That's JOIN to 479-349-4313. Can't wait to see you on the Hill. Go Hogs!
Looking for something unique to do in Little Rock? Head to the Museum of Discovery. Explore hands-on exhibits, try real science experiments, and meet live animals up close. Little ones will love the Small Fry Fish Camp Gallery, designed just for early learners. Catch an electrifying bipolar musical Tesla coil show or live science demonstration during your visit. And with special events happening all the time, there's always something new to experience for all ages. So plan your visit and check out upcoming events at museumofdiscovery.org.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to three garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online overheaddooroflittlerock.com.
Searching for a voice to guide it through this modern day wilderness of popular culture, politics, business, and sports. In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery. Born with rural American values, possessed with superhuman brain capacity, buttery smooth charm, razor sharp wit, chiseled good looks. He's chosen to use his superpowers for the good of all mankind. So this Sunday, the nation turns to this man for answers and direction. To Bill Vickery and the Sunday Buzz.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Well, it's an overcast, a balmy, high humidity Sunday morning in Little Rock, Arkansas.
I was going to say humid.
Humid. Bunch of stuff to get to on the program today. Busy week and a lot going on. Trump finally got rid of his $2 billion fund to sue people. That was a boondoggle. You can see that in coming, right? I mean, that was. I get it. If I were him, I'd be the same way. You know, who amongst us hadn't gotten into a fight with a neighbor, and then you look over and go, Oh, see, your grass is on fire. I've got this big water hose. Yeah, see? Gosh. It slipped into my Edward G. Robb. This week, I had, did you know this, Todd? Are you familiar, are you up to date on a lot of the young people slang? Huh?
I would not say as a general rule that I am. I do know a little of it, yes.
So, this week, let's see, I found myself, how do I put this, see?
So, while you look for that, we could say today is 6-7.
Yeah, see that, but I don't, okay.
June 7th, 6-7.
So, I was in a meeting with some people, and I was an add-on to the meeting.
Okay.
And so, you know, I don't know, and so the kind of breaks up, and it was in a casual setting.
Okay.
And woman was there, and I said, you know what? You're a pretty swell broad. Well, thinking, you know, I'm going the opposite. Now I'm trying to get back to Depression era slang. You know, I'm going to bring that back. That's my new, you know, like Edward G. Robinson, see? There, see? Edward G. Robinson made a whole career out of, say, you know, like he was in, he was the gangster du jour of the 30s and 40s. Edward G. Robinson, see? He was even in, Edward G. Robinson was in the Ten Commandments. Cecil B. DeMille cast him as sort of a non-believing Jewish leader amongst the Israelites to do battle with Charlton Heston, a.k.a. Moses. Now, where's your God now, Moses? Like, he actually says that. Like, see? Look here, see?
Where's your God now, see?
That was it. Like, Edward G. Robinson was so miscast. It would be like if you put Andrew Dice Clay in The Passion of the Christ. Oh, up on the cross there, J-Man. Oh! You know, like, what in the world was he doing in the Ten Commandments? I got betrayed by Judas. Bow, yeah! You can't. But he made a whole career off of, hey, pretty swell-looking potato over there. So my goal is to slowly bring back into the young people's slang vernacular a lot of phrases from the Depression era, you know? Look at the stems on that broad over there. She's top-notch. Cat's pajamas. And you have to say it like that, too. You got to affect that sort of meter in your voice.
The bee's knees.
The bee's knees, see? We're talking about G-Men here. Hoover guys are after me. So anyway, I made that comment. And this person kind of looked at me quizzically, then, of course, got on their phone. Quizzically? Like, yeah, quizzically, see? Yeah.
Quizzically and whimsily, yeah. He just
right.
combined
just
the two.
I made my own word right there, which is what you can do. Anyway. Well,
that's what the teens do with their vernacular.
She looked it up, I guess, on some special app that only people under 30 have. And she was like, oh, well, thank you for the compliment. And I said, I meant it as a compliment. So then we started going down a rabbit hole of stuff that I don't know. So no cap, which means I'm telling the truth.
Exactly. No lies detected.
So she said, I'm serious, no cap. And I'm like, okay. So then I had to look something up, you know. And then she goes, I'm gonna drop it on you. You got Riz, which meant I have charisma. Okay, I like that. Although I don't like that more than I like the Depression era slang, is so much better than today's modern slang because it's just a takeoff of different stuff. Like, you know, man, last week's show 8, which means it was really good. I've learned a lot, man. I'm down. I'm in the hermeneutics level of all of this stuff. Okay? I ain't DeLulu, though.
You're learning new slang. You're listening to AI-generated music of different genres than what they were originally recorded as.
That's what I'm saying. I'm bringing Depression-era slang. Like, you're a swell broad. Why can't that Edward G. Robinson meant that was good, you know? So we'll see how long this lasts. I have a feeling, and this is the beauty of being in a firm where, you know, I don't think I'm going to get in trouble around our office simply because, you know, it's a pretty intense work environment. It is everybody's mogging. You know what that means? Trying to look alpha male. Didn't know that until this woman said, yeah, you could have mogged that meeting if you wanted. And I said, well, please. And then, of course, I got on my phone and looked what that meant up. So, so yes, I thought I was an unk. You know, Todd, just some old guy out of touch. No, turns out I'm on the cutting edge, and I didn't try to mog the meeting. Now, okay, that's enough. Like, my brain hurts. oh, yeah, Riz. I got you. I'm all about some Riz. See? Look here, see? See how it fits? Like, that dame's got Riz. Why can't we roll with that? Mix the two eras together.
Why not?
That's really what I'm now going to try. No cap.
Like chocolate and peanut butter.
Exactly. Whatever means. Oh, that ate. no cap. I'm going to try to work that. My goal is for someone to testify on the floor of the House of Representatives or the State Senate or the Arkansas House and drop in some words like that. My colleagues, I'm here today, no cap, to tell you about this bill.
It's got plenty of Riz.
But let's work on working broad and dame into conversations as much as possible, Todd, and see, let's give it a year. And I'm betting we can, at least locally, launch a catchphrase. So, I got to get to this. So, along the lines of Trump, I mean, again, I love it. And the California elections are going to try to steal this from poor old Spencer Pratt. He wins, you know, here come the mail-in. But remember, we talked about this, Todd, a couple of weeks ago about the vote harvesting and how the real fear of not having a secret ballot in America. That's what's under siege. A secret ballot is under siege in America by Democratic organizations because they want to be able to control the vote. I'm not talking about throwing votes away. I'm talking about creating an intimidating environment for people to vote in. Hey, we all got ballots. We're all going to meet at Todd's house. Why don't you want to meet at Todd's house? We're all going to vote, and then we're going to put them in our local drop box, or we'll put them in the mail the day before. That's what we're going to do. Now, we're going to all go over. Now, we realize Karen Bass has got to win. You see, it's not something overt like you would naturally think of election interference. There's a whole reason we have state and federal laws that you can't campaign within 100 feet of a ballot box, okay? But you sure can stand over someone's shoulder in their home as they try to, you know, as they try to vote. No law against that. So that's the modern manipulative technique now. It's no longer about rides to the polls. It's about, and it's all done under the guise of trying to make it more accessible. Whenever you hear a word accessibility pertaining to voting or anything else, just replace it with fraud, and it works 100% of the time. Because it's not fraud in that I'm going to scratch out your name, and I'm going to scratch out who you voted for. No, it's exactly what I'm talking about. And that's what you see starting to happen in Los Angeles. And I'm glad the Trump Justice Department has some type of civil rights investigation going on. But I digress. What I wanted to get to, because we'll get next week to what I think is fine. And it's a joke in America that you can have an election and it takes 2 weeks to count the votes. That's a joke.
I would agree.
That is a joke. You want to talk about Russian interference? I don't need to go any further. It's Newsom interference. So yes, It's a joke. We'll see what happens. But what I really wanted to get to was my guy, Scott Bessent. You want to talk about the best. People talk about Rubio and Hegseth and Vance and who's going to be. I'm telling you, the guy I would trust to run everything, and I think he sort of really does, is Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary. He's cold-blooded. So this last week, Trump announced he was naming Bill Pulte, who already has a role inside the government. I mean, why not just put Marco Rubio in charge of it? He's in charge of everything else. Pulte was going to be nominating to replace Tulsi Gabbard to be the director of national intelligence. And that caused a big kerfuffle. Is he qualified? And so a very famous meeting came up from last summer when the Treasury Secretary was meeting with Bill Pulte on a Treasury issue. And I can't remember exactly the position that Pulte serves in now. But let's put it this way. These two don't like each other.
Okay.
So Bessent this week, the Treasury Secretary, the man, I mean, he's got riz. He got riz. No cap. He was asked by the little weaselly Tom Tillis, the guy who was destroyed in North Carolina and chose not to run. And he is a little bit of a weasel. Tillis has always been a little bit of a weasel, but he is. So he was at, well, let me just, here's how it played out on the floor of the Senate Banking Committee. He was asked if in a meeting last summer he had threatened Bill Pulte.
Tell Pulte you were going to punch him in the face?
No, sir. I actually said I was going to kick his ass.
Good. Okay.
I mean, we go back and play that. That's Bessent in a Senate hearing on the Senate Banking Committee floor, and he was asked about Bill Pulte.
Tell Pulte you were going to punch him in the face?
No, sir. I actually said I was going to kick his ass.
Good. Okay. Good. I share the emotion.
Well, there we go. And then he kind of comes back, Bessent comes back and says this.
Thank you.
And as I said, that was last summer, summer 25, and many teams have fights in the locker room and then go out and win for the team on the field.
Yeah. No, I was just curious because everybody's going to be.
Well, there you go. I like that about Bessent. No, Senator, I actually said I was going to kick his ass. You got that wrong. And he did it. He does it in such a matter-of-fact way. You know, like, you don't know. Like, especially Bessent, a lot of these, even Republicans, they withhold and then they try to ambush him with a question. And that's what he's so brilliant. Like, you're not going, there's no one, you often talk about the smartest person in the room. Mm-hmm. He's it. When he enters that chamber with a bunch of senators, I don't care who they are, and all these staffers and lobbyists and everything hanging out in the back, and he's the smartest man in the room.
No cap.
No cap. No cap. And he just, you know.
Tell Pulte you were going to punch him in the face.
No, sir. I actually said I was going to kick his ass.
There you go. I mean, no cap. All he was missing was a no cap. That's it. That's the only thing he was missing was, did you? No, I actually told him I was going to kick his ass. No cap. And just roll with that, you know? Oh, man. Let's see. I got to get out of here. So, okay. Let's take a break. Let's see. We got to get into 82 years ago, D-Day yesterday. I want to talk a little bit about that. We are coming up on the America 250 celebration. Although, if you look back, we are deep now in the mechanics of how the Declaration of Independence was created. The original starting five who worked a couple of weeks to put it together. So we're in the midst of all of it. I'll get into that a little bit later. I am going to, there seems to be converging. I've got to give Hunter Yurecek a pat on the back. Stay with us.
in partnership with Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort, is now available in Arkansas. FanDuel is giving you better payouts on same-game parlays all NBA playoffs long. With more ways to build and more value every time you play, you can stack your picks your way for every game, every matchup, and every moment. FanDuel in Arkansas has you covered. From spreads to player points to threes and more, build it all into one same-game parlay and go for the bigger payouts. So if you're betting same-game parlays this NBA postseason, bet them on FanDuel. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. More options, better payouts, all NBA playoffs long. Head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel, an official partner of the NBA and Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and business owners turn to the professionals at Serta Pro Painters for their painting projects. From detailed residential painting to professionally managed commercial projects, our crews deliver craftsmanship that protects your investment and enhances curb appeal. Spring weather won't last forever, and neither will the open slots on the schedule. If painting is on your list this year, now's the time. Call Serta Pro Painters or visit SertaPro.com and reserve your spring project today. That's Serta with a C. Serta Pro Painters, that's painting happy.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
Hi, my name is Nita Freeman, and I'm the marketing director for Chris Crane Hyundai, and we sure appreciate our partnership with The Buzz. We love their packages. They give us a lot of added value, and they are willing to go above and beyond to do anything that they need to do to make our partnership successful. They're just a great partner. They bring a lot of business to our store. Our customers always tell us that they hear our ads on The Buzz. If you want to really get some good bang for your buck, call Robert.
For more information on advertising, call me, Robert Davidson, 501-744-1279.
Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer. They are the best. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
More of the Sunday Buzz with Bill Vickery.
You are now free to turn up the volume as loud as you want.
I want two, I want two, three, four.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. That I've never been.
Did you see this week that maniac stroke victim, John Fetterman, was on, he did an interview, I think, with the New York Post. So, you know, in Maine, the Democratic nominee there, Graham Plattner, you're kind of finding out all these things. You're going in two different directions. In Maine, the Democrats thought they had a Senate candidate in Plattner who would represent sort of the working class man, you know, this is our guy. In Texas, they thought they had an alpha male down there, a Christian conservative in this Tallarico character. But now we find out that Plattner's a Nazi. And, I mean, Elon Musk was referred to as a Nazi just because he said hi to a couple of people. Gave him a wave. Now we got a guy in Maine who has a Nazi symbol tattooed on his chest. This is, I mean, this is when Jason Pierre-Paul said, these are all fake videos. The president didn't wander off. Don't believe him. This is really, and it does show you how long Democrats have depended upon their allies in the media to just print the narrative. The Scott Pelley's of the world. Oh, glad to see that gas bag get the door. Don't let the knob hit you on the way out, Scott. Turns out you're not that big a deal. Oh, the Institution of 60 Minutes. Is this the same show that cut 45 seconds from Kamala Harris answering a question and then didn't admit to it until they were just outed? Who reconstructed an interview with a would-be presidential candidate or would-be president? Yeah, 60 Minutes. Ugh. Takes you about 2 hours to watch it now. It's just... Anyway, so Plattner, Nazi. Turns out there's some kind of app out there that all the kids have where they just send, you know, it's a hookup app. Well, shocker of shockers, he's on it with a picture of himself in a towel. And so, you know, you could see this coming, right? Yeah, so this is just, now he's a nominee, guess. Here comes the Oppo research. Here comes the Willie Horton stuff. And Plattner's, well, this is all just done for political purposes. Really? Duh. Wow. You figured that out on your own, buddy?
You figured that out on your own, Captain Obvious?
Yeah. I mean, so this when they find out about this app, and he sent pictures now. They've gotten confirmation. And, you know, we're talking about 18-year-olds. So Fetterman's on Fox News Saturday. And, you know, he's in his hoodie down in his basement in that weird shot that he's, I mean, Fetterman says, I want to get this correct. He pledges to wear a suit and tie every day of the week if Graham Plattner can prove he didn't send cadangle pics to these girls that he's admitted to sending pictures to. So I guess for Fetterman, that's it, buddy. That is the mountaintop. It will be a Brooks Brothers situation with John Fetterman, the stroke victim, if Plattner can just prove he didn't send him any. And of course, yeah. Well, this is all done for political purposes. Yeah. So it's crumbling up there in Maine. And poor old Susan, the mummified body of Susan Collins. I mean, don't get me nuts, but so we'll see what happens there. I don't think, you know, there's clearly you can see this coming. Clearly you knew, I mean, yeah. So we'll keep our eye on that. Just like now we find out about Tallarico down there, you know. Well, turns out there's 27 genders. Well, I don't, you know, there's science involved versus the Bible. And that's all starting to crumble and fall apart, too. I saw a poll where Paxton's ahead already. I mean, and if he's ahead, there's nothing left to throw at Paxton in Texas. We'll see what happens going forward. Yesterday, 82 years ago, I wanted to get into this because it is an issue that is often overlooked. You know, two major events now where there's virtually no one left, although there is a guy on TikTok who's 104 years old who was one of U.S. Army members who ran off a Higgins boat onto Utah Beach. And his name is Jake Larson. And he's got videos. They pop up on YouTube and TikTok. He has a TikTok, which, you know, I don't nuts. But he talks about the experience. He talks about what happened. He talks about, watching comrades die. It is a wonderful firsthand account, not by some Harvard professor who studied the sand that the beach was composed of, as they know. The guy that was really there. And now we know, you know, there's a movie out now that I've yet to see that's about the poor weatherman. But that what a critical element that was in D-Day. That, let's see, the guy's name, I got to find it. Anyway, he basically, this Brit, kind of stands up to Eisenhower and says, look, it's this and this and that, and, you know, we got to go now. It's what happens when all operations start to go sideways. The necessity to move versus the elements, well, we just go ahead and say we're going to move. But Eisenhower believed in the guy. And so they waited to a point where the German meteorologist had told the commanders of that stretch of a beach along western France, there's no way they're coming in the next 2 weeks. Like, this is it. There's no there. And so, you know, our Ned Permey, our Barry Brandt, our Jacobian says, hey, I found a window here of about 14 hours. Boom, we take off. So it is amazing and it is staggering when you think about, James Stagg, that's the guy's name, the meteorologist. And Okay. Now the whole movie is about the back and forth over that one, but it was the key decision. And so it's just bizarre when you look at the defenses the Germans had created. Diabolically brilliant. The first people to die in the assault, in the D-Day assault, were paratroopers. The Germans had created a false grassy field that was basically marshland and underwater, and so paratroopers would land and they drown because they immediately plunged. They couldn't get their gear off, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that's just part of the defense system that was created. But there was so much effort and such a mass of force that it was overwhelming. But when you really talk about that, that's an antiseptic way about saying enough young men swarmed the beaches so that the Germans, while killing a high percentage, couldn't get to critical mass, and so therefore they were overrun. That's how tough this, it just is, the level of commitment. I can't imagine, can you, Todd, to be in one of those Higgins boats, hurtling that way. Nobody ran away. There was no desertion effort the night before, the day before. They all knew what was going to happen.
Right.
They had all been briefed. And all these young men just wedged into these Higgins boats. Why am I having a hard time with Thomas Magnum's dear friend, Thomas Higgins? Or Jonathan Higgins. That they're there just ready to storm the beach, and they know. After the first wave of boats were deployed, the second wave just took an onslaught of machine gun fire. And to continue on, and I thought Private Ryan did a very good job of displaying the chaos. You couldn't get that movie made today because people would be too afraid of the truth to tell it. And so and just you look back, the number, the massive number of people that were involved, 850,000 U.S. troops.
My goodness.
850,000 ultimately were deployed through the Normandy Beach invasion. That means there was something like 150,000 vehicles, tanks, trucks, jeeps, all of that. When you think about that in terms of a deployment, let's see, I want to make sure I have this right. Yes, I could not think of it, Jim. Thank you. That little credit to a show producer. I think we had at our max surge during the Iraq War, we had 180,000 troops deployed in Iraq. During the entire Desert Storm campaign, we had 580,000 troops deployed. 850,000 troops went through the Normandy Beach invasion. Now, not all on the same day, obviously, but a wave of a quarter of a million men within the first 72 hours. The logistics alone, the Allies had created secret fuel routes underwater from Great Britain into France so that they could propel. I mean, things you don't even think about that all had to go right. And Eisenhower's idea, because Roosevelt, Stalin, Churchill at the Iran conference, at the peace conference in Tehran, where they were trying to figure out, we committed to a Western attack with the idea of trying to draw troops from the Eastern Front as the Germans were starting to retreat. And Stalin was basically like, look, we're going to kill these guys. We're not stopping until we get past Berlin. But just the magnitude of the event and then the humanity and the sorrow and the murder and the death that occurred, it's incomprehensible for young people to think about today.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It truly is. And the willingness to go into that fray, I mean, Pickett had it at Gettysburg. Grant demanded it at Shiloh. World War I is filled with stories of men who get out of a trench to run across a barren piece of land knowing they're going to get shot and still did it. And then, of course, Normandy. It's a humbling thing just to read about. And at a time in America where we're embarrassed by things we should be proud of and we're proud of things that we should be embarrassed by, it's important to take a little bit of time to reflect and understand in a TikTok era and all sorts of, you know, criticize America first. I'm sorry. You just read the stories of these men. And it's awe-inspiring. Stay with us.
How we get such great inventory. Here at Alcoa Road in Benton, the Big Lot Chris Crane, Dodge Jeep Ram.
It's simple. We use the latest technology to scour auctions across the country to bring us the best of the best. This month only, we're doing sales tax paid on every pre-owned vehicle here at the Big Lot.
Sales tax paid?
Sales tax paid at the Big Lot. Chris Crane, Dodge Jeep Ram on Alcoa Road in Benton.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-871-2984 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing and car rental options, and no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-871-2984. That's 800-871-2984. What do you have to lose? Call 800-871-2984. Again, 800-871-2984.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Caddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday, as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Caddy's Touch Landscaping. 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level. And be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Progressive presents Perfectly Bad Excuses for Missing Stuff to Spend More Time on Your Motorcycle.
Hey, Tom. Gonna miss the 5K. Gotta organize my vitamins. A, B, C. There's so many. D.
Now that was a bad excuse. If you love your vehicle this much, get customized coverage from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in D.C.
Babbel proudly presents The Poison Gift.
Derek, hi.
Hi. I got you something. Ein bisschen Gift.
Gift? Ist das Gift?
Ja, ist das Gift. Für dich.
If you buy her a gift, don't tell her it's poison. Use Babbel. Practice with Babbel's guided conversations based on real situations. Get up to 50% off on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Old number 53 here. And back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant. And there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this. If you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from Heat and Eat Meal Solutions weekly specials to a giant wine department to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Now, more of the Sunday Buzz with Bill Vickery.
It's existential, yet it's so accessible.
Don't you know the kind of man I am?
America's 250th birthday celebration coming up. I thought it would be appropriate then, understanding a little bit about the situation, is we're in the midst of everything going that would have been going on. Like, where are we? I didn't cram really hard the night before and write the Declaration of Independence in about 10 hours, you know, in the library. Like, actually, there was some actual preparation that went into this. And so I guess if you look at the story, it goes back to early January. Thomas Paine wrote Common Sense, which basically laid out the case for American independence. You had most of the agri-based economies, closer to the southern colonies, Virginia et al., they had a real issue with Great Britain because of the taxes, and you know, we were seen as just a feeder element to, and that's understandable because that's how Great Britain ran their empire. India was the same way, everything else. If you're King George, who I think is unfairly portrayed in some respects, of course you want, you know, the tobacco and the cotton and all of that. Okay. But Thomas Paine lays it out so that the average run-of-the-mill American citizen looks and goes, you know, we really are. We're being taken advantage of here. We don't have any rights. And so there was true rabble roused. And these folks, and Paine's, the release was perfect because it was in the wintertime as people were inside. And those that could read then communicated it out. And it took on a lore of its own. But it really, the rubber hits the road, mi amigo. 250 years ago today, Todd, not on July 4th, but today. That's where our guy from Virginia, Richard Henry Lee, stood before the Continental Congress and said that we have the right and ought to be free, independent states. So Lee, I mean, I think we look at it now and we think courage is, you know, somebody has an amendment to H.R. 1536, the Feed the Albatross bill, and this amendment would diminish the spending by 0.1% over the next 10 years. What courage he shows in leadership. Lee stood up and said, hey, screw you guys. Now, you got to understand, he was a very prominent Virginia citizen, as you would imagine, as all of these guys are. And look, I'm not to inflate into statues our founding fathers. They all had problems. They all had foibles. I am also not to unfairly condemn these people or marginalize what they've done, as we see so many people, in quote, involved in the business of history, Ken Burns et al. No, I'd like to take it at a sobering, objective look. If you're that guy, if you're Lee standing up saying that 250 years ago today, he effectively launched the necessity to declare our freedom. He put the issue before the Continental Congress. Now, you don't know much about him because Congress came in and then said, okay. So on the 7th, Richard Henry Lee stands up and says that these United Colonies are and of the right ought to be free and independent states. Well, what are we going to do now? Now we got to vote on something like that. Now we got to get. So what happens is the Congress picks five guys to write the Declaration of Independence. You want to know who they were, Todd?
Lay them on me.
Okay. You know what this is like? This is like the Golden State Warriors from a few years ago. You're going to recognize three names, and then you got a couple of role players. Okay? So the Committee of Five, that on June the 11th, 1776, they were charged with writing and proclaiming our Declaration. They are John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, or B. Frank, as his friends called him.
No cap.
Thomas Jefferson. Okay? Who is that? The Splash Brothers and Durant. Okay? There we go. That's Steph and Clay and
Draymond.
And Draymond. Well, yeah, you could throw Draymond, but when they had Durant.
Yep.
We'll make them interchangeable. That's Ben Franklin. And then you got two role players. You don't know who they are. Robert Livingston and Roger Sherman. So if you're those two guys, if you're the descendants of Roger Sherman, you know that my great-great-great-great-grandfather helped to write the Declaration of Independence. Did he? I don't think so. You can't carry that one around at a cocktail party, can you, Todd? You can't just like, hey, you know that my great-great-great-great-grandfather helped to write the... Oh, really? Look it up. Roger Sherman. Hey, Paul, this guy says his great-great-great-great-grandfather helped write the... No, not going to work for you. You're not impressing chicks with that one. But there they were. You know, they're all balled up in the same room with Adams and Franklin and Thomas Jefferson. That's what I would love to have been a fly on the wall. You know? And what's interesting is that Lee, who I was telling you earlier, Richard Henry Lee, he and his brother, Light Horse Harry Lee, who eventually became the great-grandfather of Robert E. Lee. But Richard Henry Lee and Light Horse Harry both signed the Declaration of Independence. A couple of brothers. Who would that be akin to? That would be akin to, I don't know, pick two guys out in the NFL that are brothers or something like that. Stumped them. So think about that. So they did a draft. I mean, they basically did this from June the 11th until about July the 2nd. The five of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then quietly, behind everybody's back, Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson edited it a little bit. So we have these momentous events, as we should. The 250th anniversary of the founding of the declaring of our nation. But we kind of forget all the chaos that went into creating it. Because evidently Sherman and Jefferson did not get along. We know that Adams and Jefferson did not get along.
Right.
Franklin was kind of the peacemaker and, you know, giving everybody some cocktails just in case. Bing, bang, boom, Bob's your uncle, now we got a country. These are the rich. It's like if Elon Musk told the King of England, screw you, we're out of here, buddy. I mean, that's what it was like. Anyway, we're going to do this more as we get closer to July 4th, because it was all the hard work that went up to July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with us. I saw you kept your gaze control. Oh, I cannot so. Why can you want me like the other boys do? They stare at me while I stare at you. Why can't I keep you safe as my own? One moment I have you, the next you are gone. Rehearse steps on an empty stage. That boy's got my heart in a silver cage.
Ever wonder what bugs do when you're not looking? With Bugtopia at the Little Rock Zoo, the world beneath your feet gets big. Like, really big. Meet the bugs that pollinate, build, and buzz our planet to life, up close and larger than ever. Bugtopia, crawling into the Little Rock Zoo March 21st through September 20th. It's wonder magnified and included with your zoo admission. Learn more at littlerockzoo.com.
Fraud is on the rise, and scammers are getting more convincing every day. But remember this, your bank will never call you asking for your debit card number, expiration date, PIN, security code, or online banking login information. If you receive a message or call that feels off, trust your instincts. Hang up. Don't click. Don't respond. Instead, contact your bank directly using a number you know and trust. Protect your information. Protect your money. When in doubt, call your bank.
The best seats at the game don't always require tickets. Sometimes all you need is a pair of earphones. And 103.7 The Buzz.
KABZ Little Rock.
Roger Scott for FanDuel. Who do you think will be wearing the ring at the end of the NBA Finals? Take your shot with FanDuel and you just might be celebrating a victory of your very own. Right now, new customers can hit the court with $350 in bonus bets guaranteed after betting $5 for 7 straight days. FanDuel is the best place to bet all your favorite players during the NBA's biggest event. Play your game any way you want. Seek out individual player markets for baskets and rebounds, or build an epic same-game parlay for a chance at a bigger payout. It's up to you. And best of all, with FanDuel, you get paid instantly when you win. So are you ready to play your game? Just visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to join now and get $350 in bonus bets guaranteed after betting $5 for 7 days. FanDuel, an official partner of the NBA. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. Minimum $5 wager required for 7 consecutive days. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's nothing better than calling the Hogs with your fellow Razorback fans. Now's the time to start making lasting family memories with the Hogs by joining the Razorback Foundation. Annual memberships start as low as $50 per year. The financial support provided by Razorback Foundation members makes a once-in-a-lifetime experience possible for more than 465 student-athletes. Your gifts provide scholarships, academic support, training in nutrition, as well as professional and personal development assistance. Razorback Foundation members earn access to season tickets, priority seating and parking, tailgating, invitations to exclusive coaches and player events, as well as discounts to local restaurants and Hog Heaven stores. Your support will help the Razorbacks continue the path of success and bring home even more SEC and national championships. Text JOIN to 479-349-4313 or visit RazorbackFoundation.com for more information. That's JOIN to 479-349-4313. Can't wait to see you on the Hill. Go Hogs!
Injured? There's only one number you need to know. 888-8888.
At Rainwater Holton Sexton, no case is too big and no insurance company too strong.
Just dial 888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Attention Arkansas homeowners, now is the time to replace those old, drafty, energy-wasting windows in your home. Royal Home Improvement is your trusted local source for high-performance, Energy Star-rated ThermaKing windows. Beautiful, durable windows manufactured here in Arkansas, made exclusively for our southern climate. Call 1-800-565-1064 for Royal Home Improvement. Take advantage of our spring blowout sale. Save $2,500 on a house full of new windows. Ask about zero interest financing, senior military discounts. Plus, purchase new windows now and receive a $200 Target gift card. And a bonus, call 1-800-565-1064. Now and receive a $50 Amazon gift card with your estimate. Call 1-800-565-1064. Let me give you that number again. 1-800-565-1064. Or visit us online at royalwindows.com.
This is Chris Roberts with Southern Bank. If you're looking for a bank that can grow with you, now is the perfect time. Experience the difference our people make for our customers every day. Community presidents like John Holman and Lexis Landers work as true financial partners with their clients and community. Southern Bank is here to help you with all your financial needs. We have state-of-the-art online banking and friendly faces that greet you with a smile. To start your relationship with Southern Bank, visit bankwithsouthern.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stay up to date with the latest Razorback news with the Red White Report. Every weekday with Justin and Phil on the Zone. The Red White Report is brought to you by Ortho Now, your walk-in solution for orthopedic care at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market. Serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
Here's NASCAR Hall of Famer Mark Martin.
As a race car driver for 40 years, I survived a lot of crashes. Not everyone can run into a wall at 200 miles an hour and walk away. Without a seatbelt, I wouldn't be alive today. Now I'm retired, back home in Arkansas driving my pickup. I'm shocked how many people aren't wearing seatbelts. Why risk your life when it only takes 2 seconds to buckle up? Take it from number 6. Buckle up, Arkansas.
A message from the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
On your way to the Little Rock Airport, business travelers park fast at Expressway Airport Parking. As you park, our shuttle picks you up, and a 60-second ride later, you're at the airport. Download our app and earn rewards. Simply scan the virtual gate pass to enter and scan again to exit. No waiting, and your receipt is emailed to you. Pay less than municipal airport parking at Expressway Airport Parking, left of the airport entrance, next to the Comfort Inn.
Nation searching for a voice to guide it through this modern day wilderness of popular culture, politics, business, and sports. In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery. Born with rural American values, possessed with superhuman brain capacity, buttery smooth charm, razor sharp wit, chiseled good looks. He's chosen to use his superpowers for the good of all mankind. So this Sunday, the nation turns to this man for answers and direction. To Bill Vickery and the Sunday Buzz.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sun shining up to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
Well, it was a great run for UA Little Rock. Beaten in Troy, Alabama over the weekend. At some point, you know, just played. They played such great baseball in the regional, but when there's no margin for error as you're sort of, you know, you're the underdog in competing, Chris Curry's team did well. They just, you know, ran into a better Troy team. And, you know, got on them early in both games and ended it fairly quickly. But another great year for Little Rock baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to have a little bit of a target on your back after the regional last year.
You're not sneaking up on anybody.
Yeah, and be able to do what they did in the OVC tournament in particular, winning, I think it was, 6 games in 5 days or something along that line, and then go through the regional and have the success they had in the regional to get to a super and you know, unfortunately not have the results you want there. But, I mean, as is the case with Arkansas softball, you've established a new benchmark, something to shoot for, something to, you know, continue to strive for. So, I mean, good on them. It was a great year.
I'll say this. As we watch college baseball, as we watch the super regional here between Georgia and Mississippi State, and you see that, and you see now the plans that UA Little Rock has to for a field, baseball field, a stadium, some ideas of where they want to put it and all that. If you could put a sport, if you could raise the money, and I'm not sure how long ESPN has the rights, and they do a, I will say this for ESPN, they do a spectacular job at broadcasting live sporting events.
Yes.
But the network has basically boiled down to live sporting events, most of which are on a payment subscription basis, ESPN Plus, and then it's McAfee and Stephen A. Smith, and then that's it. There is nothing left to ESPN. So hats off to them for understanding that in today's world where I get my highlights 30 seconds after they've happened on my phone and I can see, I don't need, there's no sports center left because who cares?
Yeah, you know? Social media has sort of taken its place in that, like you say, you can see a highlight 30 seconds after it happens. Why am I going to wait until 10 p.m. Central to watch?
And I'll go so far as to say this. They tied Stephen A. Smith's hands to doing whatever that arguing show is that he has to do in the morning.
First Take.
Just get some other guys and we're going to argue. And that formula has run its course because now you've got more of the podcast long-form discussion, not the bursts of point-counterpoint over everything, and then you know it's going to be point-counterpoint, and those things are over. Now, I'd much rather hear Stephen A.'s podcast, which now he makes news on more.
Right.
But he's tied financially to ESPN. They can't let him go. Whereas McAfee has come along, and he goes, yeah, I'll let you rent my show. So it's brilliant. So sports has devolved, for the better or worse, into live events being broadcast onto your phone or in your home, or commentary via a podcast by a series of 25 to 30 major shows, and that's really helps to drive the trend for what's going on. And that's what sports has become. The lone traditional media platform, talk radio, still exists only because it is a podcasty style, you know, the delivery here, this whole thing. So that's a good point. I'd forgotten, I'd mentioned, Ryan, the longest day, and we're talking about D-Day, he got to watch that. I'm going to watch that tonight. It is. I don't want to ruin it for you. Well, guess what? We win the war.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Why was there no sequel to The Longest Day? That's like, yeah, somebody asked me if there would be a sequel to Passion of the Christ. I said, no, buddy, don't worry about it. The Longest Day is a really good movie, too. It's well, anyway. I've gotten to, see, this is what happened. Buddy texts me, and the next thing you know, I'm off on a tangent.
Ooh, Squirrel.
Squirrel. Yeah, that's what happened. But it is a great movie, and I mean, you think about 82 years ago yesterday. Well, we discussed that, but anyway. So I say all that to get into this about the future of sports and broadcasting and everything else. So this last week, the Southeastern Conference and the Big Ten issued a joint statement that they are opposed to Senator Cantwell and Senator Cruz's bill dealing with college sports, the fixed college sports, whatever we call it. And I've dug into that quite a bit, and I've talked about it on this show. Nobody else is, because I don't know that it's boring and it deals with politics and they're confused. I don't know. Surely there are other people who have to discuss that issue on this program or on the station. But the big elements, it would allow the NCAA some limited antitrust protections. It would cap at the number of transfers at one, minus your coach not moving. One, then you'd have to set out a year for the next transfer. So what that does is it focuses the kid. You know, five schools, 5 years. Now I'm 30. I don't have a job. I don't have a degree. That money's long gone by that moment in time. And you know, I got nothing to do. And frankly, if you're doing five schools, then you are utilizing the system to benefit you, not the system. Meaning, I'm not interested in giving back or engaging, and I'm just interested in using it. I mean, there was a famous analogy made many years ago about when, and it still may be one of the top five elements of the Mexican economy, was money sent back from people who work in the U.S. back into Mexico, and that's really, you know, supposed to come here and dig into America, and, you know, anyway. So, transfer once with no problem, unless your coach leaves. That's part of the bill, which I think that would help the University of Arkansas.
Yeah,
it would, because it focuses you. Now I'm at Ohio State. I know I'm not going to play, but I really want to play. I could play now at Arkansas. I could compete there. Their coach. You see what I mean? It helps programs like ours. The kid we got from Alabama that turned out to be an All-American for us, linebacker.
Yeah.
Okay. It means you got to, I think you've got 6 years to have 5 years, four to eligibility. It caps you at 6 years. So we can't have 30-year-old men playing against 19-year-olds, which is what LSU is trying to do. LSU is trying to get LeBron some eligibility. So there's that. There is a big... It also, by the way, puts a cap on agents. You want to talk about a pit of vipers. Be a college agent now. I mean, all the major sports associations, it's highly regulated. It's designed to prevent fraud and abuse. The college situation with agents is designed to promote fraud and abuse. And then last, here's the sticking point, though. This is why the Big Ten and the SEC came out against it. The renegotiation of the television broadcast rights. So what I was saying about college baseball, if you could put a syndicate together of money guys and buy the rights to all of college baseball and softball now, it would be like going back to 79 and buying the NCAA tournament. I think that's on the verge of being the next big thing. What we see in Senator Cruz's bill, and the reason that I think it's stalled and will be stalled until that is amended out, is the necessity to renegotiate a television rights package and not recognize conferences, but... we're sort of all in it for one. The Power Five, including a Pac-12 conference, as well as a group of four, okay, all combining for one massive college sports broadcasting deal. Well, the Big Ten and the ACC are like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Uh-uh. You know, you're looking at, this is it. I mean, we are the programs that people watch college football for. I mean, you get outside of the small media markets surrounding universities, for the most part, we are it. Why should we give up billion-dollar deals each, along with Notre Dame? And the reason that you see that, Todd, and this is what really gets diabolical, okay, is, we've talked about it on this show, and I know I'm boring people, but this is the future, Frank Broyles. It's private equity dollars that have gone in and picked off universities that aren't involved in the SEC, Big Ten, or Notre Dame. Okay. Utah is a great example. State legislature last year voted to allow the University of Utah's athletic program is now a standalone for-profit entity. Okay?
Okay.
It used to be a nonprofit, you know, entity in the university. It is now a standalone for-profit entity. Guess who is a major contributor to the execution of sports at the University of Utah? It's a private equity fund out of New York. And so their language is, hey, oh my gosh, we're putting money into the university. We own the University of Utah's athletic program. Now, are they the major? They're the major donor. They don't give the majority of the money. They still get money from the university to put on sports. But they're it, baby. They're Daddy Warbucks. They're the sugar daddy, okay? Todd, they pay for the car and the apartment, okay? So if you don't have time for me for dinner, there's no car, no apartment. Sorry, I went down a gold digger sugar daddy sort of thing there, but you get my point.
Yes.
So the private equity guys have figured out, well, look, let's go buy these athletic programs at their rate now and then tie it to a renegotiated TV package so that now suddenly Utah benefits from the SEC, Big Ten, and Notre Dame, and they get more dollars for their TV package, which, guess what, increases our value. The value of our investment has gone up as a result. That's what's driving the necessity to renegotiate the TV rights package. And the reason that it's there, everything else is about providing caps and putting stability, allowing the NCAA to make some rules that can stick relative to all that. And I heard Mike Florio, who's half a communist, by the way, Pro Football Talk. I watch it all the time and enjoy he and Chris Sims. But he's a lefty labor organizer type. Oh, they should all be a union. There should be a union, and that's how you unions. That's kind of a pinko way to go about it. But you got to have some degree of antitrust exemption because you've got to be able to put these rules in place that can stand up in court, and without it, they never will, as we've said. So this looms large as it's going to make its way through the United States Senate. Nick Saban testified, the Notre Dame athletic director testified. But make no mistake, all of the elements of the bill go into helping to organize collegiate football in a more cohesive, legitimate way, except for, we really need to renegotiate these broadcast rights. That's the money grab. And listen, like Saban said, it's not about money. It's about how much money. Like, you will know. You know it's about money. No. It's about how much money. Well, I don't know the question, but the answer is money. That has become college football, college sports, and that is the United States Congress. You know, money. So that's the element inside the bill that I think is impossible. There's also another element of it that says a super conference can't be created. I believe SEC, Big Ten, Notre Dame, they're happy to go along with that, but they ain't giving up TV package. You're going to have to negotiate those on your own. So we will follow this. And I say all that in the context to wrap it up with this. I've been critical of Hunter Yurecek and a completely missing the boat, which he did, on name, image, likeness, on the collectives. It also, by the way, part of Cruz's bill would eliminate the collective. Okay? Because, as Saban said, I started, it was $2.7 million. It's $30 million. It'll be $70 million you know, we can't help ourselves. It's out of control. It's an arms race. Literal for arms. Literally for arms. So something has to be done relative to that. It can't sustain itself. Other sports are going. So the bill does all that. But as you look at what Hunter Yurcheck has done with this all-in fund, and now I see in your newspaper, Todd, $21 million has been raised on a goal to $30 million. Now, I'm unclear. These are all pledges, and, I built a lot of swimming pools with deals that were about to be, you know? Cancel the Maserati. It's not going to happen. It's Clark Griswold going nuts at the end. So, no bonus. So, we'll see what happens. But I've got to give Hunter Yurcheck credit. Completely missed the boat. We've had years of famine based on an inability to execute. However, if this fund comes to be and they are able to put $30, $35 million in a fund to drag that out over a couple of years or whatever the issue is there, whatever the timing is, then you've got to give credit to the man.
Sure.
I have been critical, deservedly so. You got to give credit to Hunter Yurcheck. So we'll see going forward. I'm optimistic. You put that comboed up with this Cruz Cantwell bill gets amended. Let's take out the money grab. And you could have an environment where you can see Arkansas able to genuinely compete legitimately in football. But I'm telling you, that college baseball broadcasting deal, that is a gold mine waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
For some entity, they're going to buy college baseball, softball, the rights, and just get the ESPN production. You could do your own. I was going to say you could do your own network just based on that, but you know, yes, that's what ESPN basically does. Now, I don't know how long they own the rights to, but anyway, got it a break. Words don't
mean what they used to mean. They were once despised. Now they're just routine.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800.
1-800-871-2984 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options, and no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-871-2984. That's 800-871-2984. What do you have to lose? Call 800-871-2984. Again, 800-871-2984.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialists that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
Get in the conversation with Life and Feedback at 1037thebuzz.com. Presented on Out of Bounds by Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers. Chevy Colorado eats up the road with five available gears, and Silverado has the muscle to tow. Life and Feedback from Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Ever wonder what bugs do when you're not looking? With Bugtopia at the Little Rock Zoo, the world beneath your feet gets big. Like really big. Meet the bugs that pollinate, build, and buzz our planet to life, up close and larger than ever. Bugtopia, crawling into the Little Rock Zoo March 21st through September 20th. It's wonder magnified and included with your zoo admission. Learn more at littlerockzoo.com.
Thank you for joining the Sunday Buzz. Here's your host, Bill Vickery.
Unbelievable.
Get into the NBA Finals in just a little bit, and just the magical run of the New York Knicks and the insufferable nature of New York sports fans. And I listen, love Boston Paul, but New England sports fans can be pretty abrasive when they're winning. But New York's, nobody holds a candle to New York sports fans when whatever team is winning. But I had to get to this, so we'll talk the NBA, because I think the Knicks are going to win. I've come, just hats off to what a great team and a great, okay, we'll save the Knicks stuff, as well as the Vegas Golden Knights come back. What a great Stanley Cup final.
Yes, last night's game was completely just bonkers.
So the World Cup starts next week, and I find this funny in an odd way, but so Iran is competing in the World Cup. Now keep in mind, we're at war with Iran. It's not really a war. We're just arguing over who controls the waterway. It's sort of like a fight over a fishing hole. only at a global level and with nuclear stakes involved. So, but we're not really, there's no war per se anymore because that ship has sailed, no pun intended. We own it. So, but we're talking about what the peace will look like. And I did have a funny meme that Rubio announced a deal was almost complete except for the peace part. But Iran has a team. They're going to play in the World Cup. Can you imagine, as we discussed D-Day, that Germany and the United States, they played a friendly. I like how international soccer calls these exhibition games friendlies.
Yes.
Well, what if, I mean, the Iranians are concerned about, well, they're keeping the Iranian team in outside of a hotel, a luxury resort hotel in Mexico City. Primarily because I believe the Iranians are concerned that if they stayed in the United States, that the team would all seek political asylum and go, we don't want to go back. Are you kidding? Can you imagine if you got to stay in suburban New York City and somebody said, okay, get on the bus. We're going to fly back to Tehran now. Yeesh. I'd hightail it across the parking lot. Goodbye, cruel world, you know? Like those people who climbed over the barbed wire when the Berlin Wall was going up. Here's your chance. Freedom awaits. So they're keeping them down in Mexico, which I think is, and they're going to play a game. This says their training base, they moved from Tucson, Arizona, to Tijuana. Oh, my gosh. If you're the poor Iranians, I mean, that's brutal, right? Because you could have been in Tucson. I mean, women, nightlife. Eesh. And now you're down in Tijuana. Different kind of women, nightlife. But the kind where you're like, okay, you're right. Let's just get back to Tehran. Like, you take your political dissidents and you send them to Mexico if you're Iran. That's what you... So the Iranian embassy basically said, hey, look, and, you know, America's the great Satan. They violated all these rules. FIFA, hey, yeah. So we've got to watch out for our players' safety. We're creating a security bubble around them. Well, yeah, because you don't want them... You know, you don't want them looking at the Ralph Lauren store going, "Hey, that looks great." What do you mean 172 channels? Just you can turn that air conditioner to whatever you want. No, the security bubble is for the players' protection, which of course we know that it's basically to keep them from trying to seek political asylum before their match with Paraguay or whatever. So, I like everybody else, I'm going to be watching the World Cup only when the United States plays. I guess it's a big deal. It is. Well, it's a global phenomenon. You know, I do appreciate my lefty friends, most always Democrats, who also try to look like, you know, a band from the 70s. All the hipster, the jeans can't be skinny enough. The T-shirts can't be snarky enough, you know. The haircuts can't be greasy and floppy enough. That they've all got to go. Yes, you're right. Those are the people who believe there wasn't enough trans representation on D-Day. So they boycott it. That's what these hockey... soccer fans, that's the soccer fan, okay? And he's going to make you feel bad because you know... the starting defensive backs for Philly or the Dallas Cowboys, but you don't know that Vlasislav Smoshevic is a right-wing swooper back who with an atomic leg. Everybody knows. The world knows this. You don't know it? There's your soccer fan. Elitist SOB, you know, yelling and screaming for a bunch of Western Europeans who haven't showered in a week. All running around, greasy hair. But I'm going to watch when America plays. And we're going to lose. You know, we played our friendly against Germany, and it didn't work out so well. We lost 2-1. Now, did the Germans really try? Were we really trying? I don't know. I don't care. But for however 90 minutes, I'm going to be... And listen, if we go on a streak, if we go on a Knicks-esque streak, of course I'm going to front run. Of course I'll be in here in a jersey and everything else. But is Pelé on our team? Is if Pelé's the one... I like the Maradona guy down in Argentina, you know? Did him a couple big rails and just ran out on the pitch and dominated. So, yes, let's all get caught up in it. And we're going to have to hear from the brother-in-law who... Well, you don't follow soccer. You don't follow football. It's called football. The world knows that. Here comes the guy, man. I promise you. He's a woke guy. He's in between Pride months, and, you know, he's got the whole alphabet, LGBTQ plus IBM, PBJ, ampersand, accent mark. He's got them all, and he's going to tell you about Slobodan Milosevic, the swooper back from Stratford-on-Avon, dominated the Premier League. I think I could like soccer if not for those people. That's your sandbox, buddy. Knock yourself out.
Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me, please.
Congratulations to Brian Burns of Bentonville and Gabby Bishop of Providence Academy for being named the All-Arkansas Prep's Outstanding Players of the Year in Cross Country as chosen by the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. They are among the 400 Arkansas high school athletes who will be honored at the All-Arkansas Prep's Awards Banquet on Saturday, June 20th, sponsored by CHI St. Vincent. The event is emceed by Steve Sullivan with special guest David Basil and Paralympian Hunter Woodhull. To find out more about the athletes selected or to purchase your tickets to the event, visit allarkansaspreps.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-871-2984 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-871-2984. That's 800-871-2984. What do you have to lose? Call 800-871-2984. Again, 800-871-2984.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Caddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Caddy's Touch Landscaping. 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell doesn't fudge on deliciousness. Our new black raspberry fudge ice cream in pints and half gallons combines black raspberry-flavored ice cream with dark chocolate-flavored chunks and a chocolate fudge swirl. The result is real. Taste the truth.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Walmart Supercenters and neighborhood markets.
Looking for burgers, barbecue, beer, bourbon, ball games, and brunch? Look no further than Ouachita Bar & Grill, 915 Central Avenue in beautiful downtown Hot Springs. Ouachita Bar & Grill, family and pet friendly, with indoor and outdoor seating available. Bingo Bango Brunch, served on Sundays from 11 till 3, with live music Thursday through Saturday. Take a look on Facebook to see what events they've got going on this week, and join the fun at Ouachita Bar & Grill, Central Avenue, downtown Hot Springs.
Looking for something unique to do in Little Rock? Head to the Museum of Discovery. Explore hands-on exhibits, try real science experiments, and meet live animals up close. Little ones will love the Small Fry Fish Camp Gallery, designed just for early learners. Catch an electrifying bipolar musical Tesla coil show or live science demonstration during your visit. And with special events happening all the time, there's always something new to experience for all ages. So plan your visit and check out upcoming events at museumofdiscovery.org.
You're listening to the Sunday Buzz on 103.7 The Buzz.
It brings us together.
And now, here's Bill Vickery.
May I have your attention, please? You have 10 minutes to drink up and then get the hell out of here.
Taproom queen. Come on over, baby. Let's go see Maxine and do that taproom boogie. Taproom boogie. Oh,
taproom boogie. Well, we'll do the taproom boogie. The most important game of a seven-game series is today. We saw the Golden Knights win game three of the Stanley Cup Finals last night in a wild fashion. They were up 4-0 midway through the second period. You're thinking, this game's over. And then Carolina comes storming back, but Vegas wins anyway. Game three, man. That's with me. You know, all these people tell you that is the critical game. The Knicks have gone up in impressive fashion. You got to look no further than Mitchell Robinson, who's playing with a broken hand, but, you know, to their credit, with Karl Anthony Towns and Robinson, and they're sandwiching in, and they've frustrated Wembanyama, who we've got to come up with a better nickname than Wemby. And I know Chris texts me alien, but that's not, like I said, that just gets ice cold down to the gym, you know. There's an alien down here. See? Sorry, that's back from the first hour. They have played a sandwich defense on him, which is – and reminds me a lot of when Ralph Sampson was both in college and when he played for the Houston Rockets. No coach could ever figure out – he was never surrounded. And I know he had Elijah Wan at the end, but that was – they didn't get a chance. Well, they went to an NBA final. They just played Bird.
Yeah.
They beat the Lakers. They beat the Showtime Lakers and off of a great shot by Ralph Sampson. But – he never had a coach figure out you're so dominant. And the Spurs have been outcoached by Mike Brown. Now, I think we're in a situation where you've just got a Knick team. They're all outcoached by Jalen Brunson. Let's put it that way. He's the guy. And if you see, as you know, he's played lights out. Tremendous leadership from when they go, they're on the ropes against Atlanta until game three.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they go on their run. And I don't think they'll be able to close it out without losing a game. And today is it. Today is indeed the NBA championship. Because if you're San Antonio and you lose game three at the Garden, then it's over. There is no coming back from 3-0 for them.
Right.
If you win, okay, now you make game four, that's when it could get a little tight, and We'll see what happens then. But that's why game three is always the game. It determines the series. So if you get a, if it's a, you know, you suddenly becomes 2-1 or 3-0. And 3-0 is a death sentence and it's over. And we got to get a different nickname for Wembanyama. But they have done a very good job of frustrating him. And then it wasn't that the Knicks played so well in the last game. They just didn't play as poorly as the Spurs did down the stretch. And they have been able to come back from double-digit deficits late in the third, early in the fourth. So San Antonio has not found a way to close out the Knicks going down. And to some degree, this reminds me of when Bill Walton's Portland Trailblazers beat Dr. J's Sixers in 77. I think it was 77.
That sounds right.
They had Maurice Lucas. They played team basketball. And Walton was the perfect teammate to do that. And that ended the George McGinnis, World Be Free, Dr. J, Daryl Dawkins, Doug Collins. They had a great collection of superstars in Philly that year, but not a team. And the Trailblazers won as a team. I was completely wrong when I said the NBA Finals was basically Oklahoma, OKC versus the Spurs. I happen to think that's going to be a great, awesome rivalry going forward that might help the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're seeing is the Knicks, OKC, and San Antonio, Todd, they all play hard defense.
Yep.
They are playing, you know, and to that end, boy, you know, it's rewarding that. Whereas the majority of what we see out of the NBA is penetrate Jack for a three. We're still seeing that to some degree, but hats off to these guys, and that's why they're there. That's why OKC was in the finals last year. Good defense, good team defense. So, I mean, I'm selfishly rooting for San Antonio today. I'd like to see the series go seven now.
Yeah.
And it would be nice because, again, as I said, the insufferable nature of Nick fans. And then the celebrity nature of fans. I mean, people, when you see, unless you're Jack Nicholson and Lou Adler, who used to sit together courtside, and that they are the Spike Lee and Tracy Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
They have real credibility. Spike Lee's been a season ticket holder his adult life. You know, first money he made, he talked about how he bought. The man's credibility is unmatched. Tracy Morgan, same way. Just about every other Knick fan. Timothy Charlemagne, whatever his name is. When did he become a Knick fan? Oh, he's a hardcore Knick. If you go to one out-of-town basketball game to support a team where you happen to reside some of the time, oh, I'm a hardcore fan, you know, he was in San Antonio. Come on. You know what I thought also was funny? Poor people in San Antonio. So they do the different sections, and they, you know, you put the T-shirts out, and everybody, mm-hmm. Oh, you put your T-shirt on over, and we're all going to be this color in this section. If you notice game two rows behind the San Antonio bench, okay, two women. Everybody else in the section, they put on the T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
You know, the dad and his two kids. And these tickets have to cost thousands upon thousands of dollars.
One would think.
These two ladies, no way. They didn't get dressed up to come put some orange T-shirt over this top and these pants. And when I say it was like a Maumelle housewife had to lay down to zip her britches up, they had their going out pants on. And I mean, it wasn't, it was like, hello, ladies, yabba dabba. So as the ball would make its way back down court, it would become more, because not only are they not wearing the T-shirt, they've got, you know, bright colored clothing on.
Okay.
Extraordinarily tight. Mm. And they're standing up the whole time, like all fans. But I told a buddy, I was like, yeah, these two girls, under no circumstances are they putting a goofy T-shirt on over that. Like, they came to get somebody's attention, you know? They were in that stadium for a reason. And the game was secondary.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So that held my attention for most of the fourth quarter. I was wanting the game to go into overtime.
And for a while you thought it might.
So, yeah. But anyway, we'll see. I mean, look, I've said on this show before, I like when the Knicks are good because it is fun to see the atmosphere in the Garden.
The NBA as a whole is better when the Knicks are good.
It makes it fun, New York basketball, and I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek. No, not really. Knicks fans are insufferable. I do appreciate the Dan Patrick Show went back and did some research. You know, now you see these guys, and they're all sort of Brooklyn hipster-type celebrities. Okay, well, there they are in their Knicks gear, okay? And then they started going and producing photos, same, quote, Knicks superfan wearing other teams' gear. And, of course, you know, Jason Sudeikis, love him, but poser, a Nick poser. They had he's got three or four different pieces of gear on from different clubs. Who else? As you just kind of go around the horn there. There was a lot, and I know I'm going to make some statements here, but a lot made about Trump attending today's game.
Tomorrow.
Or tomorrow's game. Yeah, tomorrow's game. Yeah, still a travel day for the, I mean, come on. I don't know if it was the White House or somebody produced pictures of him in the 90s at Knick games. A video of, he had the Isaiah Thomas Knicks, okay, on The Apprentice, where he goes out on the Garden floor and shoots a free throw with Isaiah. And so, unlike Hillary Clinton, do you remember her famously, like, she said, well, the Yankees were my team, but you grew up in Chicago. Well, yes, but the Yankees were my American League team. Like, oh, come on. Just nobody believed that. You know, Ted Kennedy, Sammy Sosa, and Mike McGuire. Come on, Ted. Lay off the no-fill, you know. Lay off the... At least, you know, Trump's got some history here. He's literally been there before. And yet, you've not seen Trump wearing a Brooklyn Nets hat or a Miami Heat. So, president and mayor, stakes are high on Monday night. Be fun to watch. Till next week, boys and girls, look out for number one. Don't step in number two.
I wish I had a supermodel, so skinny and so wild, and a waitress in Nevada. She says she's carrying my child. Well, I drive down Sunset Boulevard, my head stop at fancy restaurants, and they'd finally let me in. I'd spend all my money on caviar and cocaine, and I would not remember how you broke. Oh,
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Racing Casino Resort, is now available in Arkansas. FanDuel is giving you better payouts on same-day parlays all NBA playoffs long. With more ways to build and more value every time you play, you can stack your picks your way for every game, every matchup, and every moment. FanDuel in Arkansas has you covered. From spreads to player points to threes and more, build it all into one same-game parlay and go for bigger payouts. So if you're betting same-game parlays this NBA postseason, bet them on FanDuel. FanDuel in partnership with Oakland Racing Casino Resort. More options, better payouts, all NBA playoffs long. Head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel, 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Radio for Arkansas Sports Geeks by Arkansas Sports Geeks. All day, every day. 103.7 The Buzz.
KABZ Little Rock.